is Irene.
Hi, this is Victor.
You're listening to a special sneak preview edition of Authors Access, where authors get published and published authors get successful.
I'm Victor Volkman, and I'm speaking from Ann Arbor, Michigan, with Irene Watson of ReaderViews, and I'm going to ask her a few questions so we can get to know her for the purposes of the show. Irene, I hear you're an author, that's correct?
Yes, I am, Victor. I did write a book. I wrote a memoir on my life and some of the issues that I had growing up as a child, and I was able to get over them, and I end up putting that in my past and moving forward and living a fulfilled life. I did publish The Sitting Swing in October of 2005.
Right, that sounds really interesting. Is that a self-published operation, or did you use a conventional publishing house?
I used a small press. Plainview Press did the publishing for me. I did look at the self-publishing route, and I also looked at getting a publisher. It so happened that Susan from Plainview Press did take me on, and so I went with her. But I certainly did check out the self-publishing.
Excellent. Now, how did you get started from, you know, being interested in writing into the review service area?
That's quite an interesting story, because what had happened when, as soon as my book was accepted for publication, I started looking on the internet to see what I had to do. This was my first book published, and of course I did have a pie in the sky like most authors, new authors do. But I spent hours and hours and hours on the web searching and searching and searching, and realizing that I did have to get reviews. I'm very much into marketing and realized that reviews do sell the book. So I did a lot of research, and when my book got to the galley stage, I sent out I believe it was 40 galleys out for review, and then when the advanced review copies were made, I then proceeded to send my book out for review to them. I sent out all total, I believe, about 100 books out for review, and I realized in that process that I was sending my book out to a lot of reviewers that actually were not reviewers, and I realized also that a lot of my books were being sold on Amazon, a lot of my review copies, I should say, were being sold on Amazon, and even admitted that they were reviews, but I did not get reviews from these people. So I realized that actually there were a lot of scammers out there, and did some research and came to the fact that maybe I should start a little review service, and it was going to be me. I was going to do this little community service, and I put out a call for reviewers, and was overwhelmed as to how many people actually wanted to review. So I thought, fine, I can have a few people help me, and so I then put out a call for books. Well, I was overwhelmed because it was just amazing that people started picking up on this new review service. And one thing led to another, and here we are. We have 70 volunteer reviewers. I have 2 virtual contract staff that do editing. I have 4 people working in my office. And we've just exploded in providing a review service. That's my story.
That really is a great story. I love it when somebody climbs the mountain and they're willing to throw down a rope to the next person.
Right.
You've been listening to a special sneak preview edition of Authors Access.
AuthorsAccess.com. Our mission is to get new authors published and make published authors successful. And if you want to participate, just send us an email to info@authorsaccess.com.
Look for Authors Access on Passionate Internet Voices Talk Radio Thursday nights at 8 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. The first show date will be announced very soon, so stay tuned.